Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Narmarazi Shehichio, the schus Moshe, Yudaben, Peshadina, Raisa Moshe Mordechai. We'll be discussing the union of Amelus Vigia B'Torah based on a sikha given by Yaakov Horowitz at Sal. Rambam Deos 3:3 is Mechadesh. Big Chiddush says the Rambam, V'yasim alibo shielo ben, la yechocham agadol b'Yisrael, nimza mahalich b'derech zukoyama roetz Hashem tamid, afilu b'shar shenayseh v'nayseh, meshem achshavto b'kol kadeh shiim tzisrachav, ad shegufo shalem la'avad es Hashem. V'leyen tzitzivu chachamim v'amru, v'chol ma'asech yu l'shem shamayim, v'usham rishlom v'chochmaso, v'chol derechecha di'eyu, v'hu yasher ochotzecha. The Rambam here is talking about doing things l'shem shemaim, like it writes in Halacha Beis, that a person has to be mechavin libo v'chol ma'asev kulam leidos Hashem. And everything he does, the way he rests, rises, and speaks, should all be directed to this end. So when doing business, he shouldn't think, I'm doing this just to gather money, but rather so that I'll be able to obtain that which the body needs, food, drink, a home, a wife. And this, if he has those things, he can serve Hashem. Similarly, when he eats and drinks and engages in intimate relations, it's not chas v'shalom just for pleasure, but rather eat and drink to be healthy. And the Rambam doesn't say, but relations, obviously, l'shem mitzvah, l'shem shemayim, positive intentions. You shouldn't eat whatever the palate desires, like a dog or a donkey. You should eat what is beneficial for the body. You shouldn't eat things that are bad for him. B'chein kishi yival o yival ele kadeh lahavro skufo kadeh lakayim es zera. And here the Rambam actually says what kavanah should be when he has bia, because it's good, it's healthy for the body, and it preserves the human race. So he shouldn't do it whenever he feels like it, but rather for medical reasons or in order to preserve the human race. Interesting, the Rambam doesn't say anything about mitzvah. So now, it's a mitzvah. In his Perush in Mishnayos, the Rambam says that the goal must be to preserve the species and not pleasure. If it was pleasure, then how come after he's finished, he's not interested anymore? It must be because he did what he had to do, and now the species are going to be preserved and he can move on with his life. Then the Rambam continues in Halacha Gimel, some of which we quoted, and he says a person who accustoms himself to live by rules of medicine doesn't follow the proper path if his sole intention is that his entire body needs to be healthy and that he have children who will do his work and toil for him. Rather, he should have the intent that his body be whole and strong in order for his inner soul to be upright so that he'll be able to know God, for it's impossible to understand and become knowledgeable in the wisdoms when one is starving or sick, or when one of his limbs pains him. Certainly one should intend to have a son with the hope that he will be a great and wise man in Israel. Thus whoever walks in such a path all his days will be serving Hashem constantly, even business dealings, even during intercourse, for his intent in all matters is to fulfill his needs, so that his body be whole to serve God when he sleeps. His kavana is that he should sleep so he can serve Hashem. And that's what it means, kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. The Rambam here tells the Chiddush about having children. When one has a son, what's the purpose of this son? V'yasim alibo shielo ben, ulay yechocham begadol b'Yisrael. That's what the intention is. Ulay yechacham agadol b'Yisrael. Find this by Chana. Said Eli HaKohen, El Anar Zez Palalti, Vayitin Hashem Liya Sheilas Yosher Shalti Meima. Chazal say, what did she mean? Did I daven for this child? This is the child I davened for, and God gave me what I asked for. So Chazal tell us that she asked for a child who doesn't stick out. He's not too tall, he's not too short, not too white, he's not too dark, not too smart, not too the opposite. So why did she ask for a son who's lo chacham lo tipesh? She should have asked for a son who's a chacham gadol. We find it like the Rambam says, you should have a son who's a chacham. Chazal tell us in the Gemara Nedarim on page 50b that the daughter of the Caesar said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, Torah mefoeres b'klei mechor, beautiful Torah and an ugly kli. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya wasn't so good looking. He said back, learn from what they do in your father's house. What do they put the wine in? She said, in earthenware jugs, which are ugly. So he said to her, the whole world puts their wine in kli cheres, and the Beis HaKesar also does. But it didn't klei kesef and klei zav. So she did, and the wine became sour. He said to her, Torah also is good to be in an ugly body, an ugly kli, like earthenware kli. She said, yeah, but their Gedolei Torah were good-looking men also. He said, yeah, but if they weren't so good-looking, they know how to learn better. This is very odd. Is this one of the Memches Kinyanei Torah? To be ugly? As I'll tell us, Rashbi said, he's like Bomer. Rashbi said, Shelesh Matanis Tovas Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yisrael V'ul Nasan Al Adei Yisulim Torah Eretz Yisrael and Olam Haba Torah Minayin. Three things were given to the Jewish people, and all of them Alidei Yisurim. Torah Eretz Yisrael and Olam Haba, Torah from the Pasuk of Asher Agevah Shetia Srenoka. And Tarasla something, as you see, Yisurim goes with Torah. So that's a Chiddush. Usually you need Yeshiva Das to learn. Here it says you have Yisurim, which is the opposite of Yeshiva Das to learn. The Chazal tell us that three things are Marchiv Daito Shel Adam: a nice apartment, pretty wife, nice clothing, nice utensils. So you see that the opposite of Yisurim. You want to have Archavas Hadas. The opposite of Yisurim is to have a Dira Nani Shanan Kelim Noim. Who doesn't want all those three things? Every guy wants those. Because that's the opposite of Yisurim. So which one is it? What's the correct relationship to Yisurim? In Parshas Korach, we find that Korach wanted to be Mamrid. Wanted to be Mamrid, Nesiyah Yisrael Keneged Moshe Aaron. Chazal say, "V'zeh Alosh and Korach Shebikei Chaya Maro L'Shtus Azeh." Ela Einav Hitato Rosh Hashel Skedoy LaMedes Emenu Sheshmuel Shekel Keneged Moshe. What caused Korach to rebel and bring everyone along with him? Because he saw that a great chain is going to come from him. Shmuel, who's equal to Moshe and Aaron, as the pasuk says, Moshe Aaron Chol Mishmuel Kori Shemo. 24 Mishmaros are going to be Misnabe Baruch HaKodesh. 24 groups of his descendants are going to have prophecy. He said, I'm going to have all these great children and I'm going to remain silent. So when he saw the Shalshelis of Gedolei Torah, he was Mevakish Kahuna. So we're not going to explain what Korach's machshavas were, or the Nikudas Hatos. But we want to use this chazal to explain Nefesh HaAdam in general. Teva Adam, the nature of man is that Shum koyach mikoychoysa v'ena yoytze min hakoach alapoal, none of his kochos are perfectly actualized unless he's muchrach, unless he's compelled to be motzi them in hakoach alapoal. Mashal amad davadayme, when a person becomes blind, la'aleinu, chmana litzlan, so he hears better. Because now he's muchrach, he needs to use normally we rely a lot on our sight. Now he doesn't have that, so he has to be extra reliant on his hearing, so his hearing is maximized. Same thing with midas. When does a person fix his midas? When he feels it absolutely necessary. That's when a person fixes his midas. He knows he has to. Say he's in a marriage, he wants to keep his spouse. His spouse doesn't want to be married to him anymore. So he's muchrach. He has to change. In the Yesodus of the Kiyum Adam, Kadosh Baruch Hu made certain things. There was a very strong desire for certain things. Eating, drinking, sleeping, period of Arabia, in this way the world will continue. It says, Ve'avtas Hashem Elokecha b'shnei yitzarecha. You serve Hashem with both of your Yitzharim. Yitzhara and Yitzhara Tov. It was a period where they didn't have a Yitzhara and a chicken didn't lay an egg. And we need Yitzhara in the world. Major says, Yitzhara is good? The answer is, yeah. That a Yitzhara wouldn't get married. That a Yitzhara wouldn't have children. And the world wouldn't be miskayim. You need a Yetzirah. Gives the world its existence. And since we saw that there are no kochos in the world that are poel perfectly without hechreach, so the toil of a person is going to be proportionate to the hechreach that he has. Meaning, somebody's a huge genius, you're not necessarily going to toil, because it comes easily. Because even without toiling, he'll get the kavod, he'll get the good job, he'll get the hana. But let's say I have a person who's not so talented, so he has to act, he has to work really hard. The less kochos you have, the harder you have to work. That's why Yeshua told the daughter of the Caesar, it's nice to have beautiful Torah and an ugly kli. What happens if you're good looking? If you're good looking, people like you more. Done studies on that. Life is better for you. Oh, life is so good. Everyone's my friend. I'm so handsome. So I don't have to learn so hard. I'm going to get what I want. I'm going to get status without having to work so hard. Because I don't look good, I have to compensate. How do I compensate? I learn much better. And that's why he says if those Talmid Chachamim were less, not so good looking, they would be better, bigger Talmid Chachamim, because they would have to compensate for their lack of good looks and with learning. He Torah. They have to work hard. They can't just rely on their wealth and sit back. They have to work to achieve in this world. Chana wanted a son that will be an Oved Hashem, like the Rambam talks about. She didn't want somebody who's too big a chacham. If he's too big a chacham, he's not going to have to work. It's going to come easy. And that's what she had. She had a child who was a gadol b'Torah. Not that he had the natural kochos to be, that he was born an Einstein or a Rogachev, but that he worked at it. And that's why it says he shuggled keneged Moshe v'Aaron. So we have no reason to be Messiahish. If that's what she got, we weren't born super talented, we can still work and get there. He was shuckle keneged Moshe v'Aaron, Chazal tell us, Shmuel HaNavi. Korach had Ruach HaKodesh. He saw what was coming from him. And it brought him to an Aveira. Brought him to fight against Moshe. So I'll say, Eino Hita'ato. So it's Dafka, his godless, that brought him down. This is what he saw. He saw great people come from him, but he didn't look deeper. He didn't understand that that doesn't mean he's supposed to rebel against Moshe. So you shouldn't just rely on your talents. You have to work hard. You have to develop them. The Dira Na, the Kalim Naim. At first, they could bring to a person's downfall. On the other hand, if he knows how to use them properly, then it'll help him. It'll help him. It'll expand his das. It can really go both ways. So Chazal said, it's true. You should have a dira na kelim na yishana. Kelim na yishana. It's all true, but you have to also have to be careful. Because it could bring you down. Things are too good. Things are too easy. When you have nisyonos, when you have yisurim, yisurim is gevaldik, because yisurim make you work hard, make you overcome. It's like lifting a heavy weight. But you have to work harder. The heavier it is, the harder you have to work. And that's what helps you grow. So, it's a shame we should be zoche. Work hard to overcome, to get all the brachas. It's Hashem. Shalom, shalom.